Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This winter, join the Washington Post in its fight against hunger, homelessness, and poverty with a contribution to Post Helping Hand. To learn more and donate, visit posthelpinghand.com.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. Back in 1945, a college student named George Taliaferro joined the football team at Indiana University. Nobody was expecting great things from him. Taliaferro was black, and this was a time in sports when, like in other areas of life, African Americans were assumed to be inferior to whites. To say the odds were stacked against him is an understatement. He faced ongoing discrimination and segregation throughout his college career. But in 1949, Taliaferro shocked the country and himself by becoming the first black player drafted into the NFL. And then he turned the offer down. George Taliaferro grew up in Gary, Indiana, where his dad worked in steel mills. He told ESPN's The Undefeated that, like many black kids of the time, he wanted to be a boxer. But after his mother forbid him from the sport, he found another way to blow off steam. Football. And he was good. Really good. During Taliaferro's senior year at an all-black high school, the football coach at an all-white high school in nearby Chicago set up a scrimmage to prepare his side for the Illinois State Championship. The standout on the field wasn't any of the white championship players. It was Taliaferro. The opposing coach was impressed, and he told Indiana University's football program about the star player. That's how Taliaferro found himself as a freshman playing for the Hoosiers in 1945, one of just a few black players on the entire team. In a 2008 documentary, Taliaferro explained why the sport gave him such joy. He said, "The thing I liked most about football was hitting people. It allowed me to vent my frustrations with being discriminated against in the United States." Despite being a football star, Taliaferro couldn't live in the dorms or swim in the pool. He told The Undefeated he felt like a fifth-class citizen and contemplated leaving. But he also said, "For the first 18 years of my life, every day I left my mother and father's house to go to school, and they told me two things. We love you. You must be educated." So he stayed. And even though there were very few players on the team that looked like him, Taliaferro wasn't exactly alone. When he walked out on the field in his first game against Michigan, among the 85,000 people in attendance was, as he put it, every black person from his hometown. Taliaferro scored a touchdown that day, kicking off what became Indiana's only undefeated season and only solo Big Ten Conference championship. In his college career, Taliaferro went on to lead the Hoosiers in rushing, passing, and punting. He was a three-time All-American. As his college career came to an end, Taliaferro again stared discrimination in the face. He was good enough to play for the NFL, but knew it probably couldn't happen. At the time, there were few black players in the league. The first to break the color barrier had been Kenny Washington just a couple of years earlier. And so, a week before the 1949 NFL draft, Taliaferro signed a contract with the Los Angeles Dons of the All-America Football Conference. The AAFC had been fielding integrated teams since 1946. But not long after, something truly remarkable happened. Taliaferro was drafted to play in the NFL and for the Chicago Bears, the team he grew up idolizing. But Taliaferro didn't play in the NFL that year, or a few years after. He said he thought it was more important to be a man of his word. So, as he'd promised, he played for the Los Angeles Dons. Taliaferro did eventually find his way to the NFL. He played for the Colts for 2 years, finishing his career with the Philadelphia Eagles in 1955. After retiring, he went on to work in university education as a professor, dean, and then chancellor. He passed away in 2018 at the age of 91. For a guy who grew up at a time when black kids weren't supposed to be good at football, Taliaferro still holds a record that sets him apart as one of the most versatile players of all time. During his pro career, he played 7 different positions. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Contributions to Post Helping Hand go directly to services run by beneficiaries Bright Beginnings and Street Village and So Others Might Eat that provide shelter, food, education, and other services to those less fortunate in the Washington, D.C. region. Learn more at posthelpinghand.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.